You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad to be in Huntsville, Alabama at Sanji's Station Hair Salon. I met Sanji Patterson at the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association conference last week. She was actually doing workshops for ethnic hair and skin care for foster families and adoptive families. I appreciated the work she's doing. Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association introduced me to Sanji, and I invited her to come on The Mark White Show, and here she is today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sanji.
Mark White, how are you?
I am doing great. Glad to be here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
We have Cora in the background. We're in your salon right now.
Hi, Cora.
What kind of place is this for you? How's business in this area?
Business is very good. These are suites, And so each person rents their own salon, and they set it up how they want it. They allow you to come in and paint any way you want, and you just bring your clientele with you or build.
And it's called Phoenix?
Phoenix Salon Suites.
How long have you been here in the
suite? I have been here less than 6 months.
Okay. Where were you before?
Before, I was in Meridianville at a little salon right off of Bob Wade Lane. So I traveled from place to place, and I got my own suite because it's hard working for somebody else. When they change, you have to change with them.
Yes.
If their prices go up, you either pay the price or you have to move to another. And I just got tired of hopping around from place to place.
How long had you been in Meridianville?
I was only in Meridianville for a short time because, again, I was in Madison for 2 years and COVID hit. And so she decided to close down. And so then I went to Meridianville, and I think I was only there a couple of months.
How long overall have you been doing hair?
I've been doing hair for 40 years, since 1985.
Wow.
Yes.
Where did you get your training?
I trained in Detroit, Michigan. And then again, after I graduated from college, I moved to Florida and I took another class and got licensed in Florida also.
You have been all over the place.
I've tried.
So you like that traveling? You like being around different places?
I do.
Having those different experiences?
I love doing hair. I can do it from sun up to sundown. And so, yes, you as a hairstylist, you have to stay ahead of the game. You have to stay abreast, because if you get, it's kind of like riding a bike. You don't ride in a long time. And you might have to kind of figure it out all over again. And things just grow. And if you're out of it for any length of time, or you don't further your education, you won't know what's going on. You think you know what you're doing. But then you get in there and you try to do it, and you'll be like, oh, maybe I do need to take a class.
So I vaguely remember the hair of the 1980s. But I remember, you know, some of those styles. And what you're saying is, from decade to decade, there have been a lot of changes. You have to keep up. Because what was wanted in 85 may not have been wanted in 2023.
Exactly. Now, nothing is new under the sun.
Right.
The styles are, the foundation of the styles are the same. But instead of a mullet, it might be a pixie with a little mullet on the back of it. You know, it's not a straight out mullet unless you go to deep down Tennessee or something. And you might find one or two. But yeah, you have to stay ahead of the game.
So for North Alabama, how many years have you had to build your clientele?
Well, since I've been here, I've been doing hair consistently for about 4 or 5 years, where people know that they can call me and get their hair done. And so I've done pretty well. And I did, God blessed me, I had a friend who did hair, and she moved. And so she transferred her clientele over to me. And so that was amazing and really helpful.
Talk about loyalty. Loyalty of your customers,
yes.
The ones who keep coming back.
And they came. It is, loyalty is good. I read a post that said, don't be upset with your stylist for trying to get you to stick with them. They just want, they know your hair. And once you have somebody doing your hair, they know the ins and outs. And if you hop around from place to place, you don't know. And I do have a spiritual side, so I can get a little spiritual on you. But if you're hopping around from stylist to stylist, you don't know who's touching your head. You don't know if they really know what they're doing. You don't know what they're putting in your hair. You just trust because they have a license, and then your hair starts breaking off, or they don't understand what they need to do. And so sticking with one person or two people is better than going from place to place, because they understand what's going on and they can keep you looking good.
Personally, I've had the same barber for close to 30 years now.
Yes.
And I trust Philip Butler.
And you can walk in and you don't have to talk. You don't have to explain.
He knows.
He knows where the whorls are. He knows where it's going to stand up.
Right.
You know, and so that's the benefit of having one stylist that knows, they, when you walk in the door, they already are formulating in their head what needs to be done. They know what guard to pull out. They know the right clippers to pull out. They don't, they know whether you like it shampooed. They know whether you like it blow dried. They don't have to do the consult, as in depth, necessarily. So it's good to be loyal, because they're loyal to you. You be loyal to them.
And that really leads us into foster parents and adoptive parents who have children in foster care that change. They need to have consistency for the children, and then fixing their hair, maintaining their hair, learning some basic skills so that they're able to manage that child's hair.
Yeah.
And that's what you were teaching in the workshops?
Yeah, I was teaching different, different products, how to choose products. I was teaching how to understand different textures and knowing what kind of, you know, what to do and what not to do. It's dealing with foster kids. I think that having a salon or having somebody that can do their hair that they don't know, it's kind of therapeutic. They have a place to go. They have somebody that they may be able to talk to that's not a DHR worker, there's not a counselor, you know, and they can relax and come and hang out, play with my dolls. I have my dolls out, you know. And so I was teaching, because I always get a lot of questions whenever we go to the foster care events. And so I was kind of trying to answer those questions and help them out. And I had one lady who was like, "You're not going to hurt my feelings. Just take me through it. Just tell me what to do from A to Z." And so they just want to make sure, as one of the ladies says, that she doesn't want to get out in the store and be like, "Who did their hair?"
When did you first connect with the foster and adoptive community?
5 years ago, I went to an event at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It was a foster event, and there were tables all around. And I went through another program, and Brandon and his team were there. And they were getting ready to have their first Bows Bros. That was the first name. And it was about getting fathers to come in and participate and hang out with their daughters. And so, because I think it was on Father's Day weekend. And I've been with them ever since. They set up a big, they give us a big space as salon owners or whoever will come in. And we do braids, we do curls, we do face painting, anything the little kids want, and they just eat it up. They love it. And now 5 years later, all of those kids still come, and they automatically know we're going to be there. And they come running, and they come lining up, and they know what's going to happen.
When you said Brandon, you're talking about Brandon Bishop, who's president of the Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. I was able to meet Brandon at the Alabama Conference, mm-hmm. where I met you.
Yes.
How many years have you been doing the Alabama Conference?
This was my first. This was a state conference.
Yes.
This was my first state conference. And he asked me to come and speak. And so I'd never heard of Shoko Campgrounds. It was absolutely beautiful. And I'm looking forward to next year, because next year I'm going to plan to stay a couple of extra days and maybe I can take my grandkids. It was good. Fun. Peaceful. Very peaceful.
Yes. I loved it too.
Yes.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Sanji Patterson at Sanji Station Hair Salon at Phoenix Salon Suites. And we're talking about the workshops that she did at the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference last week as she taught ethnic hair and skin care. I told Sanji that I wanted her to come on the show, and she's here today as we come to you from Sanji Station Hair Salon in Huntsville, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama, at Sanji Station Hair Salon. I have with me Sanji Patterson, who just finished up a conference down in Talladega, Alabama. It was the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference. She taught two workshops at the event. It was the ethnic hair and skin care, as she helped foster parents and adoptive parents with hair solutions for their young people. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sanji Patterson.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We were talking about your connection with the Madison chapter and 5 years ago when you got started, and then the fact that this was your first year at the state conference.
Mm-hmm.
For the state conference and those two workshops that you did, how did you feel about the connections that you made with the families there?
I felt really good. It was like we all knew each other. I was not scared. They were not nervous to ask questions. They from go, their hands were up and they were asking questions, and so it all worked out pretty good. We were all friends. Yeah,
nobody stumped you.
No,
you had an answer for every question.
Yes. I've been doing it for 40 years now. I wouldn't say I'm a guru. My sister said I was a guru. But not much has changed foundationally. And so if you understand the science, if you understand the basics of hair, then you're able to go forward with more confidence. And you're able to talk to other people. I love teaching hair. and I love doing hair. So whenever I'm doing somebody's hair, I'm generally talking my way through it. I'm generally teaching them as I do their hair what they need to do or what. Even in the grocery store, I'll be like, don't be offended. I'm a hairstylist. Oh, you would look so cute if you had this color or if your hair was cut this way. I'm very one-track minded. When I see you, I'm cutting your hair.
That teaching element is so important when it comes to the parents who needed the workshops this past week. And they had those questions. What were a couple of examples of questions that were asked during your workshops? Can you think of one or two things?
Yeah, I had one lady and she was saying, well, you know, if you have several kids in the house, what is a good regimen for, you know, or a good schedule? How do I get everybody shampooed, conditioned, and on a good track? And we talked her through a Saturday or a Sunday, shampoo somebody's hair, put your conditioner on, get you a plastic bag. And while that plastic bag is on that one, get the second one and do the same thing. And then get the third one and do the same thing. Then when you get through with the last one, go back to the first one, rinse, comb it out really good and style it or whatever it is that you're going to do. Another lady asked about textures, asked about the difference between the textures and what products worked for what texture and why didn't this product work for that texture. And so we talked about that and being careful not to build a store in your linen closet of products. Yes. Because it's easy to do that, especially as a kinship or as an adoptive parent or as a foster parent. You have all these kids and each kid has a different texture. And so you're running to the store trying to find products that'll fit each one of them. And it's hard for a stylist to do that. So it's going to be especially hard as a parent. And so you're constantly buying stuff. And then when that doesn't work, you put it up in the linen closet and you run out and you buy something else.
Right.
And before you know it, you have all these products that you can't even take back. They're
and
just
that can
there.
Be especially expensive too.
Yes.
It's not a cheap it's thing
very
to get
expensive.
Into. Right.
It is very expensive. Another thing we talked about is shampoos, good shampoos or expensive shampoos versus cheap shampoos and how to save. I told them buy a lesser expensive shampoo, $1, $2, and then get you a nice one if you like it, $7, $8, whatever. And you shampoo, you do your first shampoo with the cheap shampoo. And then you will need less than a quarter size of the good shampoo when you do the second shampoo. And so you save money.
Nice.
By making sure the hair is wet. And you can help your kids not to over pour on the shampoo and run you out of good shampoo. So we talked about a lot.
I bet there were some smiling faces during that moment where you shared that. Like,
oh yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, wow, I'm gonna try that. They had their notepads. They were writing down products. What's the name of that product? And what's the name of that? And I'm like, okay. So it was fun.
I'm glad that you were able to have that experience. And then I'm sure once it's over, after your workshop, parents coming up to you even after the class is over with even more questions because maybe they're a little embarrassed to ask in front of everybody, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So they'll come to you directly and, hey, I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah, products. I had a lady come and ask, she said, can you, because I have my mannequin, and she's like, well, can you teach me how to braid a braid? And I was like, sure. And so after class, we ran through braiding because she wanted to learn how to braid. And that's one of the things that I want to start doing is braid classes, because there's a lot of parents out there that want to learn how to braid, because going to the hair salon might not work for a parent that has five kids in the house. And so braids always work. And so some parents want to learn how to do it themselves.
So you had your mannequins with you?
I did.
Excellent.
And even in October when we do the Bros Bows, I take my mannequins. I usually have about four or five of them and my combs, and I set them up, and the kids come through and they do just what she's doing and they play with them. The first year we had some dads learn how to braid. And so it's just a lot of fun.
I was trying to learn when Cora was very young. And I actually had a gentleman on the show from Florida who was a single dad, and he started men braiding hair. It was something along those lines. And I was trying to learn how to help take care of Cora and her hair. I still don't know how to braid. So that might be, I might be showing up to your class.
Okay.
And there are other dads out there that would want to do that too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you can connect with your kids that way.
Yeah.
It's time well spent, so to speak, in a peaceful, calm setting where you're just helping your child.
Yeah.
And I can see where foster families are able to connect in a special way with kids during that time too.
Yeah.
Same thing for adoptive parents. When we're taking time to learn and then to share with each other that way.
Yeah. I have a lot of parents who want to learn how to flat iron, want to learn how to do the curls, things like that in the morning versus just brushing up. Oh, another thing we taught, do not just brush your kid's hair up into a ponytail without combing it out, because a lot of parents do that. They're running late, and then they take the rubber band off one day and they look up and the hair has started to knot because they didn't comb it all of the way out. And so we have a lot, and we have a lot of kids who are growing up and they're learning how to do their own hair. And so parents think that they're combing out their own hair and they look up and they have all these knots. And we're like, why you didn't comb your hair out? I did. No, you didn't. And now they're crying, and now you're like tempted to just cut the ball out. So
fun time's over when you're trying to get the tangles out.
Frustration breaks out, all of that. So,
Sanji, I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to share how to connect with you. It's my way of saying thank you for your contribution to the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Conference this past week, and also for what you've done for Madison County Chapter here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Thank you. So you can contact me. It's Sanji, S-O-N-J-I, Patterson, one word, at gmail.com. My telephone number is 256-337-6864. You can send me a text. I am located off of University inside the Target Center. If you are familiar with Huntsville, I would love to talk to you. I gave out my cards at the conference. I have no problems getting a text or getting a call. If you ever go to the beauty supply and you get confused and you just need somebody to help you out, I am that girl. So I don't have a problem. You can contact me, Sanji Station. If you're on Facebook, you can type in Sanji's, S-O-N-G-E-E-Z, Station. And I have a little Facebook page over there that is not quite professionally manned, but it's there.
I found the one with Sanji's Station Training, that page. Mm-hmm. And that's Sanji's, S-O-N-G-E-E, apostrophe Z, Station Training. And that is a Facebook page that I found. Which one is that?
That's my training page. And I just post, I have a couple, but that's the main one that I post to.
Okay.
That's the one you'll find on Facebook. So just put it in and it should pop right up.
Again, you can look up Phoenix Salon Suites on your GPS. That will get you to Sanji's Station Hair Salon Suite 113. Sanji Patterson, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show
today.
Thank
you, Mark White, so much. Thank you. And also, just so you know, I'm not necessarily here every day. So please do call first. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I am generally here in the afternoons. But make sure you call. I don't want you to come out of your way and I'm not here.
Good tip. Thank you, Sanji.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as Cora reads Hair Love by Matthew Cherry. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Hero, a special kind of hero, hero, an ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their mercantile and cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Hair Love, written by Matthew A. Cherry and illustrated by Vashti Harrison. And now, here's Cora White.
My name is Zuri, and I have hair that has a mind of its own. It kinks, coils, and curls every which way. Daddy tells me it is beautiful. That makes me proud. I love that my hair lets me be me. In funky braids with beads, I'm a princess. And when my hair's in two puffs, I am above the clouds like a superhero. My hair even does magic tricks. One day, Rocky and I were playing outside when along came the rain. From large to small it went. Presto, just like that. There is nothing my hair can't do. Today I woke up extra early all by myself. I was too excited to sleep. It's a big day. Daddy was still sleeping. Shh, I said to Rocky as we tiptoed past him. Lately, Daddy has been worn out. He makes me breakfast, takes me to school, goes to work, picks me up, and yesterday he went for a bike ride around the park. I think he needs a break. Because today is special, I want a perfect hairstyle. This calls for a professional's touch. Paws off, Rocky. Daddy heard the crash. Zuri, what on earth? He asked. I was only trying to help, I said. Daddy smiled. Can I help too? It'll be a piece of cake, Zuzu. The first style was a big no way. The second one was no better. No, Daddy. Then Daddy tried slicking my hair back into two puffs. Ouch, Daddy yelled. Wait a minute, Daddy said, as he reached into the drawer and pulled out a pick. Ta-da! Daddy, really? I said. I'll be right back, he promised. Now how's that? He asked, pulling a hat over my eyes. Daddy, come on. We can do better than that. I really need my hair to be special. Don't worry, he said. We'll figure this out. Then I had a great idea. Daddy gathered all the tools we needed, and we were set. Watching carefully, Daddy combed, parted, oiled, and twisted. He nailed it. Funky puff buns. Pretty, pretty, and so much fun. Rocky approved, too. I put on my superhero cape as the final touch to a perfect look. Where's my Zuzu? Mommy called from the door. She could not get in the house fast enough. Mommy, you've got to be the prettiest Supergirl I have ever seen, she said. And your hair is beautiful, Zuri. Who did it? I looked at Daddy and beamed. Mommy smiled. Very nice. Thank you. We learned from the best, Daddy said as he gave her a big hug. My hair is Mommy, Daddy, and me. It's Hair Love. The end.
You can purchase your copy of Hair Love, written by Matthew A. Cherry and illustrated by Vashti Harrison, by going to Scholastic.com. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every week at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you
by
making a difference
to live and love in my home.